It's Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
Full Moon Readings with Sarah Moore, brought to you by North Conway Premier. Make sure you check them out right next to Lowe's. Best prices around. Literally, legit, best prices around when it comes to furniture, the electronics, appliances, all of that. Again, that's northconwaypremier.com. You've been to a few events now. Oh, also, their showroom, so beautiful.
They're so much fun. They're fun, they're normal people, it's ridiculously clean, it's huge, and if they don't have it, they can probably get it.
Yeah,
and it turns out I have champagne taste. Like, I walked in, I was like, well, how much is that bedroom set? And they're like, oh, well, you picked the best one in the place. And even that was still reasonable.
Yeah, yeah, no, they do well, and they work with many budgets as well, and that's the greatest part about them. They do have this, the rent-to-own thing, that's kind of their bread and butter. So definitely sit down with Sean and his staff and learn all about the options for you. Mm-hmm. And again, that is northconwaypremier.com. Got a few minutes left before our news break here, so let's get to another question.
Okay.
All right, this one is Kat from Berlin. It's been a very long 5 years since her grandfather passed away. She's passing on hard. Huge part of their lives. Mm-hmm. Wants to know if he's happy.
You know what? He is such a feeling of peace and contentment. Last night, my son played in a championship hockey game for the Bantams, and it was in Rochester. And on the other team that we were playing, there was a grandfather that was running up and down the boards and cheering, and he was going to throw his hat when his grandson got a hat trick, but he couldn't because of the netting. And I was watching it going, God, I wish that I had had someone like that for my son that was so omnipresent. Your grandfather, I'm covered in goosebumps. Your grandfather is that man. I understand the hurt in your family and the loss and the sadness, but you do such a good job of honoring him. Your entire family, like, I feel like his grandkids are, well, you are his grandkid, but other grandkids are telling, like, college friends about this guy. Oh, phenomenal. Excellent. He is so at peace. I really hope you find peace with that because you are lucky to have had him.
Excellent. That one goes out to Kat. We have Jess from Eaton. We got a new puppy from the Humane Society just a few weeks ago. She's a little bit bitey.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh my gosh. This dog is not just a little bit. Like, if this dog could, like, walk around with a toothbrush in its mouth, it would. I feel like this dog needs to know where the rest of its body is. It only is aware of the front end and has no idea of the back end of its body. So I feel like this is a dog that if your entire family sat around it and you kind of pull in God, pull in angels, pull in your people in heaven. I call it Reiki energy. Whatever feels appropriate for you, and have four or five of you sitting around this dog with one of you with the hands on the butt, one on the hand on the back, one on the belly, and then you at the face. And what you're going to be doing is let most of your family do the energy work, and then you're just going to sort of hold space for them to do it. I think you're going to get this dog out of this habit, but I get energy work, energy work, energy work. Take a Reiki class or go online and learn a little bit about it, and shoot me a message if you try it and you're like, I don't know what that was. I will help guide you through it.
Excellent. All right, this one goes out to Lisa from Berlin. She's wondering about her husband's arm, if it's ever going to start feeling better.
Not 100%. I actually get phantom arm pain, and I'm feeling it in my upper left arm, so I'd be curious which one is injured. I feel like this is a past life situation for him, and I know this isn't for everybody. If you don't believe in past lives, just kind of la-la-la for a second, because I'm going to talk about it. And I feel like he was in a war where he lost his arm. I'm seeing it blown off, not by a landmine, but sort of like a grenade being tossed, and I don't think he was the one tossing it, but I feel like it kind of landed right at to his left as it blew up, and I'm getting Korean War time period. Wow. So he can have a conversation with his old self and say, you know, okay, I understand this is what you went through. I'm sorry nobody knew. I'm sorry that you suffered for as long as you did. The guy lived, but he had wished that he had gone because nobody else made it. Okay. So there's like survivor guilt still in his DNA. Oh, that's terrible. Sorry to say that to you.
Yeah.
But I can, again, shoot me a message. I'll talk you through that one as well.
Okay. That was Lisa from Berlin. We have Tammy from Monmouth, Maine. Good morning, Sarah. I was wondering if you could tell me if there's a spirit living in my cat and if you see me traveling for my 30th anniversary this year.
Spirit living in the cat. I get a no. I have a weird feeling like if I could point to like the inside of my spine, kind of right behind my breastbone, I have a very weird feeling in there. I don't get cancer. I don't get anything big and scary, but I do feel like there's something physically that I can just feel. I don't know what that is because I'm not a vet. I don't think it's worthy of a vet visit, but I do feel something physically in there, but not a spirit. For your 30th birthday, you are not on track for something on your birthday yet. You have to start making those plans. Shuffle your feet when you pray. Wow, a little bit of Massachusetts came out of me this morning. thought I sold that house a little bit ago when my dad died. So with your birthday, you're waiting for other people to sort of inspire you to make the plans, or you're hoping to inspire others. They're waiting for you because they know if they do it wrong, you're not going to be happy. So just book it and then invite the people you want on board.
All right. Thanks, Tammy, for texting in. Again, that number is 603-356-9145. We'll get through a few more here. We have Raina from Tamworth texting in, looking to purchase a property in Lebanon, Maine.
Absolutely.
Any vibes?
Yes, absolutely. I don't know if you're selling a house to get that one, but I'm seeing you getting cash back in your hands. So either they overestimate the closing cost and you literally get a check for like $4,500. I'm seeing 450. So either 450 or 4,500. Oh, I would love that. So just so everyone knows, I'm not going to remember a thing I say on this. Like, right. If I happen to listen to it again, I'm like, well, that was interesting. Because when I'm in psychic Sarah mode, I just don't remember what comes out of my mouth. But yes, absolutely. And I think you're going to get a little bit of cash back.
Ooh, sounds like a good one for Raina there. We have Allie from Berlin wondering if you're getting any vibes from past loved ones, anything in general for her.
It's so funny. I just leaned back to clear my throat. I'm getting somebody who passed or had some... it's not bronchitis. It feels like a congestive heart failure feeling because my... okay. So all of your people are like trying to squeeze through the door because they know I only have a second or two to answer your question. So I'm going to tell you the two people I feel. One is congestive heart failure, feels like a man. And then I have somebody who under my right breast, sort of on my rib cage area, but a little bit high up on that, I have a pain. So to me, that feels like cancer from the right side of my body. And it's not a port. So they never had a port put in on that. And I don't know what organ is sort of on the right side. They just said right upper quadrant. So those two people are around right away. And then when I ask, how are they all doing? I just feel like I'm at a college graduation and everybody went, yay, raised a champagne glass and threw their hats in the air.
So good.
They
news.
Made it. Oh, they're awesome.
Excellent. That one goes out to Allie from Berlin. We have Jody from Wyndham texting in. She has a 15-year-old blind and deaf cockapoo named Napoleon. He seems like he is happy, but she's always worrying about him and if he's enjoying life, if there's anything they can do to make his life a little bit better.
He's totally happy. You have some man in heaven that's always bending down to pet this dog's head on the left-hand side. Like, my top of my head is tickly as I say this to you, and I totally feel like the guy that his knees aren't good enough to squat down, so he just goes, oh, you're a good dog, good dog. And somebody with almost borderline dementia, but not really. I feel like they were getting old and they kind of worked that. Like, I have one uncle who always, like, when he was younger, oh, I can't hear you, but you whispered it's time for dinner and he'd be the first one at the table. The hearing aids work selectively. And I kind of feel like the man that's in heaven that's around your dog is doing the same exact thing.
Oh, okay, there we go. And we have one more here, then we'll have to take a quick news break. We have Eves from Berlin texting in. The question is, his wife was injured in a car accident, and the car was totaled. Any messages on this? Any feeling?
Yeah, she literally had an angel pull her from that wreck. I'm actually seeing Mother Mary. When I see Mother Mary, I see her, and she looks very similar to Archangel Michael for me. They're a light blue energy. Honestly, looking at that car, there's no way your wife would have survived without a divine intervention. Your wife doesn't need faith that there's something greater than her. I get she believes in God or higher power. You kind of question it, and you shouldn't after that. And your higher power can be whatever. I don't care what your God is. Mm-hmm. But I feel that there's something greater than us kind of motivating us and guiding us and inspiring us and hoping that we all do beautifully well.
Wonderful. All right. Keep texting in, everybody. That's 603-356-9145. We're just getting started. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
These are the White Mountains, and Magic 104 knows all about them.